WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL, presents live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball.
The three-pointer, yeah!
Silver Streaks girls basketball.
Oh, you can hear the buzz in the crowd. She'll take the NBA three, good!
And now, here's Jim Wyman with the Silver Streaks pregame show on WGIL.
Hello, everybody, from the Memorial Gym, Tim Hyman Court at Knox College. This is Jim Wyman, ready for high school girls basketball tonight here on WGIL as the Galesburg Silver Streaks, coming into this game with a record of 4-6 on the season, take on the Monmouth Roseville Titans. The Titans are 6-3 on the year. Galesburg won earlier today, defeating Macomb in a morning game here at Memorial Gym at Knox College. It was the Silver Streaks 52 and Macomb 31. Monmouth Roseville lost earlier today as they were defeated by Peoria Notre Dame 55-46. The Titans also played last night. They had an 18-8 lead after the first quarter in that game against Stark County, but ended up losing up at Wyoming 58-44 in that game last night. They were outscored 17-3 in the second quarter of that game. And again, they lost this afternoon 55-46 to Peoria Notre Dame. So Galesburg with a chance to be 2-0. Morton and Peoria Central are the only 2-0 teams so far. Morton winning two games today as the Potters. Morton earlier today defeated Alleman 42-39 and then beat United Township 50-44. Peoria Central just beat UT 50-32, and earlier today Peoria Central also winning, beating Macomb 66-32. Tonight's game marks the return to the Galesburg lineup of Maddie Boyer, a 5'4 junior, and Whitney Daler, a 5'6 senior, who have been serving a suspension. They were suspended from the team for 10 games, and so this is their first game back tonight, and Daler is going to start. She'll start at a forward position. Bailey Boyer was held out earlier today. She did not play in the morning game against Macomb, a 5'6 freshman. She has been suffering from shin splints, so Bailey Boyer will start at a guard, Taylor at a forward, Jessica Howard at the other guard, Sarah Baker at a forward, and Mynika Warner will start at center. For the Monmouth Roseville Titans, their leading scorer is Allie Berglund, who had 14 per game average as far as points go. She had 23 points against Stark County last night. Rebecca Gillen is averaging 13 points a game, and Clara McGuire 9 points a game for the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Their coach is Jim Cole, who is a native of Stronghurst. He went to Stronghurst Southern High School and Monmouth College. He's in his third year. He's a physical education teacher at Roseville Elementary School. The Streaks, of course, coached by Evan Mancy, a 1970 graduate of Savannah High School up the river in Savannah, Illinois, and a 74 graduate of Knox College. Mancy with a 680 win, 243 loss record as the coach of the Streaks. He's been coaching here at Galesburg since 1978. But the Streaks are 4-6, which is unusual for them. They have a chance tonight to get a little bit closer to the 500 mark. And we'll talk to both coaches, Jim Cole and to Evan Mancy, in a moment. Our pregame coaches interviews brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. I'm with Jim Cole, the head coach of the Monmouth-Roseville Titans. Monmouth-Roseville 6-3 on the year. They lost 55-46 earlier today to Notre Dame. Last night they were defeated 58-44 by Stark County. I guess the game last night was a heartbreaker. You had a big lead in that game and weren't able to hold it, Jim.
Yes, it was. And, you know, we'd come out early and scored a bunch early. We had 18 points in the first half, second quarter. You know, we kind of struggled a little bit from the field. Ended up only scoring 3 points in the quarter, and I think we lost a little bit of momentum, lost a little bit of confidence at that time, and then just had to struggle the rest of the game to try to stay with them, and, you know, it just didn't turn out well for us.
How'd the girls bounce back today?
I thought we bounced back all right. You know, Peoria Notre Dame's got a very good guard. They put some pressure on us. I think we responded well. We got beat by 9. We had some chances. They're a pretty good basketball team.
Tell us a little bit about your team and the girls we'll see tonight.
We're pretty guard oriented. We got a couple big girls inside, but we look to try to get it inside if we can. We put pressure on you man to man. We have some decent shooters. We just struggled putting the ball in the hole a little bit today. Allie Berglund is our leading scorer, and she just ended up with 3 points this morning. But we've had some other girls step up. So we're about 10 deep. We run a lot of girls at you. Hopefully that'll play to our advantage tonight.
I see Berglund had 23 last night, though, against Stark County.
She had a bunch. She did all right last night. It's when you shoot from the three-point range, you kind of live and die by it out there. So, you know, we'll see how it goes tonight.
Galesburg, a pretty good three-point team. They're getting two of their suspended players back for your game tonight. Whitney Daler and Maddie Boyer will play. In fact, Daler is going to start the game for the Streaks. Tell us your scouting report on Galesburg.
I just talked to a couple people here. You know, Evan's got a great program up here, and they know what they're doing. They run through their set plays, you know, to exactly how he wants them. So I'm sure they'll push the ball a little bit and try to pressure us into some mistakes. So we're just going to have to handle the pressure and make sure we defend in the half court and also keep the big girl inside off the boards.
They've moved this game from the morning to the last game in the tournament, so I guess there's a lot of anticipation that this is going to be a great ball game.
We hope so. We played them a little bit this summer and played in his league over here this summertime. You know, we're playing all right. We could be better. We're going to be fine. We hope to come in and compete in the tournament. We competed in the first game. You know, we hope to give Galesburg a run for their money here and get a win, get us back on the winning track.
Jim, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Jim Cole, the head coach at Monmouth-Roseville. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Pratty Insurance, today.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. I'm with the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey. The Streaks winning over Macomb this morning, 52-31. Your impressions of this morning's game? You got to rest Bailey Boyer and her shin splints.
Well, right now that was good for us. And then I thought, you know, we had some kids really step up and play nice. Shelby Pacheco in particular had a real nice game as far as shooting and on the board. So, and, you know, other like Kat Mangieri has probably only been playing, you know, maybe 12 minutes or something like that. And she got to play a full game. And it was good for her having to handle some of the pressure.
I thought she was impressive. Going kind of wide to the lane and then making a couple of baskets.
She did a good job, I thought, especially in the second half of when they were pressuring her, of trying to beat the pressure and go to the basket.
Now, are Whitney Daler and Matty Boyer going to be back in the lineup tonight? And if so, how are you going to use them?
They're going to they'll both play tonight. What we'll do, our starting lineup will be Bailey, Whitney Daler, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Mynika Warner. And then we'll have, for a pleasant change, we'll have kids coming off the bench. And so we'll have Shelby coming off the bench as a post, and then we'll have Maddie Boyer and Kat Mangieri coming off as guards. So now we can kind of maybe get to the point where we can try and do a few more things and be a little bit more aggressive because we have a little depth.
You had a nice rotation last year, and I guess that's back now with the return of those two girls.
We hope so. And, I think it's been a situation that hasn't been something that any of us wanted, but it's something that I think all of the kids that have been playing and the kids that haven't been playing have handled the situation well and have worked hard and made themselves better. And so hopefully we can have that behind us.
Now, have Maddie and Whitney been practicing? And if so,
Mom just can't seem to get around
time?
As well as she used to.
They've done everything. They've practiced. The only thing is they haven't participated in games. So it's been a long month for them, and hopefully they're anxious and we're anxious to have them get to play.
Monmouth Roseville, a team that has a 6-2 record. They had a huge, I think it was 18-3 lead last night in the first quarter of a game, and then ended up losing up at Stark County. What are we going to see from them?
Well, I've seen one game on tape of them, and then their game this afternoon, that they want to, as much as they can, press and try and deny the ball inbounds, and then they want to do some jumping at half court. And they really do have nice depth, that they go with 10 players and kind of will sometimes rotate 5 for 5. So it'll be a game that'll be a challenge for us, that's for sure.
Is the college floor here a little bigger than the high school floor?
Yeah, there's an extra 10 feet. Our high school's 84 and this is 94, and obviously the extra 5 feet is at center court, that it's the distance from half court to the top of the key is 5 feet farther on each end.
How do the girls say they like playing on this floor?
We haven't told them that it's longer, so they don't know.
It's beautiful, though, this floor. All new floor here, all new bleachers. It's great.
Yeah, it is. And I think, a pitch should be of, maybe some of the people that come down this evening to watch us play. The men's team has started out and struggled as far as wins, but they have a good ball club that's played a tough schedule, and then the women have a good team this year that hopefully some people in Galesburg kind of get back and support them a little bit. I know when I was in college, we used to get pretty good following from the people in the community. It was a positive, so it'd be neat if that happened again.
Now, Bill Ellison said he was a fraternity brother of yours, and they used to bring posters and hang them up around here during your sophomore year, try to get Harley to put you in, and he wouldn't do it.
I got in, but not real early with it. And that was a wise decision on Coach Nosher's part, probably, with it. But, yeah, that's the price you sometimes pay for being in a fraternity, that the fraternity brothers enjoy embarrassing you.
Well, I said to Bill, I said, didn't he have long hair? Because I remember coming over to a couple of games, and Allison said, yeah, we all had long hair then.
Yeah, no, and probably the better phrase is for Bill and I to say we all had hair then.
Yeah, that's right. Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck in the game.
Thank you.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Jim Wyman back with you. So that's our pregame show with the coaches, brought to you tonight on WGIL by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Macomb, and Monmouth. Stay tuned now for Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Make your house a home for the holidays now during Menards' last-minute home improvement sale. Update your floors with Tarkett laminate flooring, all on sale. Plus, all sheet vinyl flooring is 17% off. All attached pad carpet, 20% off. For your walls, all Dutch Boy gallon and 5-gallon interior paint are 15% off. Plus, there's zero payments and no interest for 12 months on qualifying purchases with your Menards big card.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Take a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. Cloudy, chance of rain, not quite as cool, low around 40, winds about 30 miles per hour. Sunday, cloudy and windy with a chance of rain, high 52, winds about 35 miles per hour. And then Sunday night, windy, colder, rain in the evening, changing to freezing rain or snow after midnight, low around 19, winds again about 30 miles per hour. Currently, it's 38 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With the starting lineups.
Now the starting lineups. First for Monmouth Roseville, a junior number one, Lindsay Weber. A senior number 12, Bethany Corbin. A senior number 23, Allie Berglund. A senior number 25, Caitlin Doyle. And a junior, number 30, Claire McGuire. Now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. A 5'8 junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. A 6'1 junior, number 52, Mynika Warner. And a 5'6 senior, number 10, Whitney Daler.
So So there's Bill Allison with the announcement of our starting lineups. And, of course, Whitney Daler back in the starting lineup, the 5'6 senior. The first game she's played since United Township last year when she was injured, got an ACL injury, and that was last January. So it's been a long time and a long rehab for her, and then the 10-game suspension for her and Maddie Boyer this year, and they will both play in this game tonight. And the Galesburg bench at least looks like it has been stabilized. They're up against a Monmouth-Roseville team that is 6-3 on the year, though, and a team probably a lot better than last year. Monmouth-Roseville, dressed in the dark blue uniforms with the white numerals and the silver and white trim, the streaks in their home uniforms, the white uniforms with the black streaks across the chest, the black numerals, and the black and silver trim. Galesburg will be going from right to left. Mynika Warner wins the tip, and Galesburg comes into the front court, comes into Warner. Warner in the paint has it tipped away from her, and it's picked up by Monmouth-Roseville's Claire McGuire. Back come the Titans. They're moving from left to right, which is north to south here at Memorial Gym in Galesburg. Here's the pass underneath as Berglund was trying to get it underneath and did get it underneath to Brittany Corbin. Everybody just kind of stood around and waited for the ball, and then we're going to have a foul called against Galesburg. They're going to get Sarah Baker on the foul here. The ball, I think everybody thought it was going to go out of bounds, and it didn't, and it was picked up then by Brittany Corbin of Monmouth-Roseville, and she was fouled. Here's the free throw on the way. It'll be a two-pointer for Caitlin Doyle, and the first free throw is good. It's 1-0 Monmouth-Roseville. One more free throw for Doyle. Doyle eyes it. Here it is. Boy, she has a lot of arc on that ball, and it's up and through. 2-0 Titans, and they'll put a little token pressure on the backcourt. Here comes Daler now, handling the ball over the timeline for the Streaks. Back out to center court, gets the ball to Bailey Boyer. Now on the left side, Howard, and we're going to get a travel on Sarah Baker as she saw an opening along the baseline, took off on the dribble, but is called for walking. Now the Streaks with the full court pressure, and of course with Daler, that press really changes, and it's stolen by Howard. Howard now bounce pass underneath. Here's a shot up by Daler, no good. The rebound, Baker will put it up, no. The rebound, Warner. Warner in the paint as it knocked away, and it's going to be batted out to center court, and it's going to be picked up now by Bailey Boyer. Boyer will bring it back now as Jim Cole wanted it over and back. Back comes Boyer, and Boyer's going to get a reach in here on her as she was going up for the shot, and the foul will be called against Caitlin Doyle of Monmouth-Roseville, her first, and the first team foul whistled against the Titans. So it'll be Bailey Boyer at the free throw line for the Streaks. The 5'6 freshman on the season is a 43% free throw shooter, and this one's good. Boyer this afternoon did not play in the game. I guess it was this morning. Seems like 100 years ago. Second free throw is no good. The rebound underneath is controlled by Monmouth-Roseville's Corbin. Back on the attack now come the Titans into the front court. This is Lindsey Weber now, and we're going to get a whistle here. And they're going to call a foul against Bailey Boyer. We should have had these guys the other night against Alleman. It's Dave Seiler, Massey's old nemesis from last year, who gave him a T in the Alleman game, makes the call there. Comes into Lindsey Weber. Monmouth-Roseville controlling in the front court. 2-1 in favor of the Titans. Top of the key, Berglund. Berglund looking. She's a three-point threat. Now stops, gets it back out to Weber. Weber now try the left side, gets a screen from Corbin, pops it back out to McGuire. McGuire to Berglund on the right wing, guarded by Howard. Berglund tried to drive the foul line, driven back out. Now to McGuire's. Galesburg's putting some nice pressure out on front. And Daler was out there in the face of Claire McGuire, but they get it to Weber, and Weber comes right side. Now she holds up on the baseline, tipped away from Berglund, almost picked up by Howard. Berglund got it back. Now down to Corbin. She'll try to put it up over Warner, and they'll get Mynika for the foul. First foul on Mynika Warner. Second team foul on the Streaks. It'll send Bethany Corbin, who had four games against Stark County last night, two against Galesburg last year, to the line, and she will shoot two. Corbin's free throw on the way, and this one's no good. Want to remind you, Thursday night will be on the air at 6:40. Tip off at 7. The Streaks will be at Wharton to play the Moline Maroons. Our first chance to look at Steve Ford's squad this year, the favorite in the Western Big Six. Second free throw on the way. She missed them both. Rebound, Mynika Warner for Galesburg. She almost had it bounce off her leg, but got it back to Boyer, and here come the streaks into the front court. Warner out between the circles, holds the ball over her head. Now to Whitney Daler on the right side. Backdoor pass to Warner. She puts the left-handed layup up and through. Mineika Warner with the hoop. Full court pressure now. Berglund in the corner, double-teamed. Still on the dribble in the backcourt. Gets it ahead now to Claire McGuire. McGuire crosses center court on the dribble. The streaks leading it 3-2. 5:35 to go first quarter. This is Allie Berglund now up top. On the right side, Lindsay Weber. Back now to McGuire. She'll take the three. No. The rebound tipped out by Warner and picked up by Baker. Galesburg on the attack right to left. Here's Sarah Baker in the corner to Howard. She'll take the three. No. Air ball. The rebound picked up on the right baseline by Baker. Here's Daler with the three in and out. No. The rebound, Howard. Right back up. No. The rebound, Warner up. Yes. Oh, the streaks all over the offensive boards that time. Mineika Warner with the basket. Now stolen away on the press and picked up by Bailey Boyer. Here's Boyer now on the left wing as Galesburg, just like cats on that press, stealing the ball to Daler cross court. Daler on the baseline jumper. Yes! Wendy Daler right baseline. Jim Cole has seen enough. He wants a timeout. There's timeout on the floor as the Silver Streaks have opened up a 7-2 lead. This game is brought to you in part on WGIL by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you. And also by Thorns Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. Want to remind you that Mike Perry and Jim Lee will be on the air next Friday as the Silver Streaks will be at Rock Island Alleman to play the Pioneers. Pre-game show is set for 7:10. Tip-off at 7:30. The Silver Streaks at Alleman. Galesburg boys lost last night at home. A heartbreaker as they led all the way. Lost 59-53 to East Moline. Full court pressure by the Streaks after the timeout, and they throw it away. Monmouth Roseville throws it away. Here's Warner, and we're going to get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called here. And oh, they're going to call a charge on Mineika Warner. Oh, man. Bob Franken of Peoria makes the call, and Warner will go out. That's her second, the third team foul. Streaks will keep the press on. Trying to get the ball in as McGuire gets it into Lindsay Weber. Weber now into the front court for Monmouth Roseville as Pacheco's come in, and she'll put it off the black glass and put it through. Lindsay Weber with her first of the game, and it's 7-4. Back come the Streaks. Mangieri has also come in for Galesburg, replacing Daler. Boyer has also gone out, and now we'll get a travel on the left side on Maddie Boyer, who has come into the game for the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Comes in the backcourt now. Berglund will dribble it over the timeline. Instead, passes it. Gets it ahead now to Doyle. Here's Berglund with the three. Air ball. It's going to be saved back in bounds, but stepping on the end line was Brittany Corbin. It'll be Galesburg's ball. The Streaks have Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, and Sarah Baker. As Bailey Boyer, Whitney Daler, and Mineika Warner are on the bench. High post now to Baker. Baker left-handed dribble, had it bounce off her thigh, and now she loses it. Picked up by Ellie Berglund. Berglund will bring it ahead now for Monmouth Roseville. The Titans into the front court. This is Weber now, top of the key, guarded by Mangieri, with 3:50 to go first quarter. Gets it on the left side now to Berglund. Berglund looks in against the Galesburg man-to-man defense. Top of the key to Doyle. Her shot's blocked by Baker, and Baker picks it up and gives it to Mangieri. The Streaks get the turnover. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Mangieri double-teamed right in front of us. Going to lose the ball, and it'll be Monmouth Roseville's ball. Substitution for the Titans. Rebecca Gillen will come into the game. She's a junior, and going out for Monmouth Roseville will be number 25, and that's Caitlin Doyle. Here come the Titans now left to right. Into the front court is Lindsay Weber. On the far right side now to Allie Berglund. Berglund guarded by Jessica Howard, a pair of three-point shooters guarding each other. High post now, they get the ball down to Bethany Corbin. She got it up partially blocked. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it's off Shelby Pacheco. It'll be the Titans' ball underneath their own basket. It'll be triggered in bounds now by Claire McGuire of Monmouth Roseville. McGuire looking. looking to get it in, still looking, and now will come into the left corner, gets it into Gillen. She'll drive inside, puts the shot up, no good, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called against the Silver Streaks. It'll be Shelby Pacheco, her first, fourth team foul, and Rebecca Gillen, who scored 7 points in that heartbreaking loss to Stark County last night, will shoot two. She's a junior at 5'11". Isaac, here's the free throw on the way, and this one's good. They're 3 for 5 from the line so far. Substitution, Alicia Hampton comes in for Monmouth Roseville. We see Brittany Corbin or Bethany Corbin coming out. Bailey Boyer and also Whitney Daler will come back in for the Streaks. So they'll have the Streaks will have Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, along with Shelby Pacheco, and Whitney Daler. Second free throw on the way by Rebecca Gillen is good. She has two, and it's 7-5. The Streaks lead it by two. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Sarah Baker back for the Streaks into the front court. Now to Bailey Boyer. Gets it to Baker. Now out to Pacheco. Right side, Bailey Boyer. Perfect bounce pass underneath the Baker, and Sarah Baker puts it up and through. Her first basket of the game. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Back on the attack, and now it's tipped away by Daler at center court. That's just like last year. But Berglund gets it back for the Titans. Now she goes underneath. Here's a shot up underneath by Rebecca Gillen, and it's through. They beat the press. Galesburg almost had it tipped away at center court, but Monmouth Roseville able to get it back and get the basket. Here's Maddie Boyer now on the right side. Tosses it to Daler. Now in the lane to Pacheco. She can't get the shot up. Back out to Maddie Boyer. Now to Whitney Daler, who works the point. Daler now will set the offense with 2:25 to go first quarter. Daler will drive right around the 3-point line. Now back out to Baker at center court to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now near side. Bailey Boyer to Maddie Boyer. Now back out to Pacheco. The Boyers are sisters. Down to Baker. Baker baseline jumper. Yes. That almost looked left-handed, didn't it? Sarah Baker with the jump shot from the right baseline, and it's 11-8 Silver Streaks. Now stolen by Whitney Daler at center court. Daler all the way down, puts a layup up, no. The rebound, Maddie Boyer up, no. Tip back out to Baker. Baker in the lane, turnaround jumper, and she'll be fouled. The foul will be called against Claire McGuire of Monmouth Roseville, her first. Second team foul on the Titans. It'll send Sarah Baker to the free throw line for Galesburg. She's a 56% free throw shooter on the year, two straight baskets. And now she's going to shoot two free throws, and this one's around and no good. Here comes Jessica Howard back in for the Streaks. Maddie Boyer will go out. So Galesburg will have Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Whitney Daler, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker. Warner on the bench with two fouls. Baker misses the second one, but Howard gets the rebound. Right back up, no. This time the rebound comes down. It's pulled off by Alyssa Hampton of Monmouth Roseville. Back on the attack come the Titans. All the way down court is Amanda Schreck, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against the Silver Streaks. They're going to call this one on Maddie Boyer, her first. That'll be the fifth team foul against Galesburg. We'll have Catman Jerry come back in the game for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer will go out. It'll be Titans ball underneath their own basket. Claire McGuire throws it in. Here's the three-pointer by Schreck. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds harmlessly, and Galesburg will get it on the air ball. So Sarah Baker will throw it in. Now Monmouth Roseville will put on some backcourt pressure. Baker will get the ball into Shelby Pacheco. Pacheco now with the dribble back to Sarah Baker, and Baker will cross center court on the dribble for Galesburg. Back to Pacheco. Pacheco between the circles looking for somebody to pass to. Now she sees a lane to the basket. Comes out instead to the right wing. Now gets it to Daler. Daler will right to the hoop. She'll put it up. No. Rebound Baker up. Yes. Oh, Sarah Baker playing inside like a champion tonight. She has six. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Berglund in the backcourt. 13-8 Silver Streaks. Berglund now gets the ball at center court to Schreck. Bounce pass on the right side. This is McGuire with the baseline jumper. No good. The rebound pulled out by Pacheco. She covers up. Bounce pass out to Mangieri. Here comes Galesburg back up court. The ball's going to be thrown to Daler. She didn't see it coming, but they got it to Baker. Now Howard with the three. Left wing. No. The rebound's going to be picked off by Claire McGuire. Outlet pass now to Schreck. Back comes Monmouth Roseville left to right. Schreck all the way down. Baseline shot. No. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and they'll give the ball to the Silver Streaks. Taylor Woods comes into the game for Monmouth Roseville. Claire McGuire goes out. Maddie Boyer's going to come back in for Galesburg as Massey is rotating him in and out. Whitney Daler goes out. Also in is Ellie Damon for the Titans. Full court pressure now by Monmouth Roseville with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Streaks lead it by five. In the backcourt, Maddie Boyer to Baker. Over the timeline, Pacheco. Back to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now, high right wing, will dribble down to the right wing. Now instead up top, now to Sarah Baker. With 26 seconds to go first quarter, the Streaks are going to look for one shot, it looks like. Baker now comes out to Jessica Howard. Howard now backs out to the K, the purple K, at center court here at Memorial Gym at Knox College. 14 seconds to go first quarter. Howard just with a dribble, waiting for Monmouth Roseville to come out and challenge the ball and the clock to tick down. Howard drives around the right side. 5 seconds to go. Into Pacheco. She'll put it up. No, but she's going to be fouled. Nice job by Pacheco with a nifty move right on the edge of the lane on the right side. The foul is going to be called against Monmouth Roseville's Alyssa Hampton, her first. That's the third team foul. And Shelby Pacheco, who's been a ton from the free throw line, 75% this year at the line to shoot two. I jinxed her as she missed it. She has not scored in this game. She had two against Monmouth Roseville last year and 17 against Macomb this morning. Second free throw by Pacheco is good. 2 seconds to go. Full court pressure now by the Streaks. In the backcourt, Gillen has it at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 14, Monmouth Roseville 8. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Christmas is near, we're full of good cheer, with baskets of goodies incredibly swell. Register now, we'll tell you how on WGIL.
Register to win one of WGIL's gift baskets of Christmas by signing up at Berglund Drug, Cooks & Company, or Merle Norman. You must sign up at a participating store to win their basket. It's the gift baskets of Christmas from WGIL. Drawings start Friday, December 19th. Details at WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL reminding you the December abate meeting has been moved to RPMs on Sunday the 14th at 1 o'clock. An appreciation party is set for 2. The chapter will provide the meet. Get more details at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Sarah Baker with 6 first quarter points to lead the Streaks. Mynika Warner on the bench with 2 fouls. She had 4 points. Monmouth Roseville's ball to start the second quarter. Here come the Titans. Warner back into the game. She intercepts the pass as they tried to get it inside, and Galesburg gets it on the turnover. Here comes Maddie Boyer into the front court. Double teamed up top. Got it to her sister Bailey. Bailey with the left-handed dribble. Goes top of the key now to Mynika Warner as Monmouth Roseville's double teaming the ball. Right side now Maddie Boyer back out to Bailey. Not a Howard. Howard into Sarah Baker. Baker on the baseline. Her shot rejected by Alyssa Hampton. Back out to Howard. She'll take the three. No. The rebound's going to be controlled underneath by Alyssa Hampton. Warner did a good job that time of moving away from the rebounder of the Titans and not drawing her third foul. Back comes Amanda Schreck now. Schreck on the left side to Damon. Damon goes inside. Here's the baseline turnaround jumper. No good by Guillen, the rebound Baker of Galesburg. Baker playing inside tonight, doing a great job. Back comes Bailey Boyer, now to Sarah Baker. Baker stops, alley-oop to Warner. Warner right baseline, and she's going to be fouled by Rebecca Gillen. Nice pass from Baker inside to Mynika that time. The foul against Gillen is her first. That's the fourth team foul on the Titans. And so Mynika Warner, who has yet to shoot a free throw in the game, will shoot 2 here. She has 4 for the Streaks. They lead it 14-8. Free throw on the way, and it's around and drops through. Can't tell you how beautiful this gym is. The Memorial Gym at Knox College, just a great gym. Howard and Baker will go out now for the Streaks. Whitney Daler comes back in, so the Streaks have Pacheco's back in. Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, Mynika Warner, and Whitney Daler. Mynika makes them both. She has 6 points. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Let's see what they can do here. Comes in the backcourt, now to Schreck. Schreck still in the backcourt, over to McGuire. McGuire over the timeline, now to Corbin. Cross-court pass almost tipped away, but they got it to Taylor Woods. Now back up top to Amanda Schreck. Schreck on the left wing, got it over to McGuire. Now back on the right side, over to Alyssa Hampton. Hampton guarded by Daler. They get it down now on the right baseline to Corbin. She'll put it up, no good. The rebound, Bailey Boyer of Galesburg. Now the Streaks on the attack, right to left. Bailey Boyer stops on the right wing, gets it to Warner. Left side now to Daler. Now to Maddie Boyer. She'll take the 17-footer air ball. The rebound's going to be pulled out of the air by Monmouth Roseville's Alyssa Hampton. And back come the Titans, left to right, with 6:10 to go second quarter. The Streaks up 16-8. In the lane now, Woods. Turnaround jumper good. Taylor Woods with a nice jumper as she was flashing right across the lane that time, and they hit her on the pass. Now pressuring Bailey Boyer up top. They get it to Maddie Boyer on the right wing. Back to Bailey, her sister, who comes on the dribble now at center court. She's guarded by Corbin, or rather by Schreck. Now back to up of the key to Pacheco. They tried to get it to Warner, but it was tipped away inside by Claire McGuire, and Monmouth Roseville forces a turnover that time. Back comes Amanda Schreck, the 5'7 junior for Monmouth Roseville. She crosses center court. On the right side, McGuire. Pull up jumper, right baseline air ball. Pulled out of there by Whitney Daler of Galesburg. Here come the Streaks, right to left. Daler all the way down court. Bounce pass out to Bailey Boyer. Boy, if they're double teaming the ball, somebody's got to be open somewhere. Now Bailey Boyer to Howard. Or to Daler. Daler is wide open, and she hits the three-pointer. There it is! Whitney Daler with the three, and it's 19-10 Silver Streaks. Now stolen by Warner. She'll go in and put it up and through. Mynika Warner with a huge leap. She looked like Michael Jordan going through the air that time. And she got the running jumper, and it's 21-10. Now McGuire in the corner, but is able to get out of it and get it to Taylor Woods. Woods now got it ahead to Corbin, and Corbin travels with it. Oh, the Streak press beginning to take its toll. Lindsey Weber comes back in for Monmouth Roseville. Boyer, Warner, and Maddie Boyer go out for the Streaks, and so Massey rotating lines here, so to speak, as it's Jessica Howard, Catman Jerry back in, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Whitney Daler for Galesburg. Top of the key now, Howard. She'll drive all the way in, puts the running jumper up, good! And she's going to be fouled on the play. Fouled by Claire McGuire, her second. That's the fifth team foul. And so Jessica Howard will step to the free throw line for the Streaks. That was her first basket of the game. She has a chance to convert the three-point play here. 23-10 Galesburg, as this game was close for a while, but the Streaks have opened it up. Howard makes the free throw, as you can probably hear. A nice crowd here tonight. And the Galesburg fans on the other side cheering her. So we'll have Monmouth Roseville now in the backcourt getting pressure. Comes into Rebecca Gillen, who's back in the game. Now to Allie Berglund. Berglund, their leading scorer, over the timeline to Gillen. Gillen holds the ball up over her head, spins on her pivot foot. Now to Corbin. Corbin pops it back up front, now to Hampton. Hampton top of the key to Weber. Lindsey Weber now guarded by Mangieri with 4:20 to go second quarter. Alley-oop inside to Gillen. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg. They say it went off Bethany Corbin. So Galesburg will have it, leading 24-10. We're going to get backcourt pressure now by Monmouth Roseville. Comes in the backcourt to Pacheco. Now Sarah Baker will dribble it up. Let's see if they double-team her. They will not. Now to Pacheco to Howard. Howard on the left side. Well, I think Daler coming back makes Baker a little more of a scoring threat. Top of the key now to Pacheco. Left side man Jerry looks in for Baker. Now Howard with the top of the key three. Yeah! Jessica Howard has six. 27-10 Silver Streaks with 3:46 to go first quarter. Berglund over the timeline, or second quarter, to Lindsey Weber. Now the pass inside as they tried to get it in down inside to Corbin. It was intercepted by Pacheco. Nice job by Shelby. Shelby Pacheco dribbles down herself. Here's Daler inside to Baker. Baker, right baseline jumper. Yes! And she's fouled. Oh, everything working right for the Streaks here tonight. The foul is going to be called against Corbin, her first. That's the sixth team foul. We're going to get a timeout, I think, called here, a 30-second timeout called by Monmouth Roseville with 3:28 to go, second quarter, and the Silver Streaks leading it 29-10. Mynika Warner set to come back in for Galesburg. Our next broadcast on WGIL will be Thursday night as Evan Massey's Galesburg Silver Streaks travel to Moline, the conference favorites, to take on the Maroons at Wharton Fieldhouse. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock on Thursday. We'll have the pregame show at 6:40 here on WGIL. Join me and Eric Gibson for Galesburg at Moline on Thursday night. And then Friday night, the Galesburg boys will be right back up in the Quad Cities as the Streak boys will take on Rock Island Alleman. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have that one for you. 7:10 the pregame Friday. The Streaks and Alleman tip off at 7:30. And we'll be at Maine South up in Des Plaines for a 2:30 game next Saturday afternoon against the Hawks. Here's Sarah Baker at the line, and she converts on the three-point play. Sarah Baker now with 9 points in the game. Full court pressure by the Streaks. In the backcourt, Gillen gets it ahead now to Weber. Weber comes down, shovels on the left side, back over to Rebecca Gillen. Gillen now drives the hoop. She'll put it up and through. Gillen now has 6 points in the game. Full court pressure by Monmouth Roseville. Comes into Maddie Boyer. Boyer now twists away in the backcourt away from Gillen. Brings it up court as Gillen comes all the way up and finally bumps her. And the foul is called in front of the scorer's table by Bob Franken of Peoria. That's Gillen's second. Seventh team foul whistled against Monmouth Roseville. And so we will have the Streaks now at the line with the bonus as Maddie Boyer, who has yet to score in the game, will have the one in bonus. Here. Boyer, the 5'4 junior, coming back after that 10-game suspension. Here's the free throw, and she missed it. She has yet to score in the game. The rebound, Bethany Corbin, hands it off to Lindsay Weber, and here come the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Bailey Boyer guards Weber. Now to Berglund. She's the three-point threat on the left side. Inside to Corbin. She pops it back up front now to Langford. Now into Weber. They get it down in the paint. Here's the shot up off the glass and through by Rebecca Gillen. Gillen with 8. 30-14 with 2:35 to go in the half. Here's Maddie Boyer. Stops high right wing. Bounce pass. Tried to get a bounce pass to her sister Bailey on the baseline, but it was not to be. We have a substitution coming in for Monmouth Roseville. I don't have a number 21 on my schedule, but she's in there. Bailey Boyer now will have the ball top of the key. Gets it on the left side to Sarah Baker. Baker now one dribble. Is going to go cross court. Maddie Boyer. Boyer now tried the baseline drive. Couldn't get in there. 21 was there to stop her. Now to Howard with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go second quarter. And the Streaks up by 16. Top of the key, Howard. Howard now on the dribble right side. Takes the pull-up 12-footer. No. The rebound controlled by Bethany Corbin. She gets it to Lindsay Weber. And the Titans will come on the attack left to right. 30-14 Galesburg as back comes Monmouth Roseville. This is Lindsay Weber now with a left-handed dribble against Bailey Boyer. Now the three-pointer, Berglund, no good. The rebound, though, underneath, pulled off by Monmouth Roseville. Weber will put it up from the foul line, no. Rebound, Berglund up, no. And the rebound, Mynika Warner. Great chance for the Titans that time. Now fast break ahead to Baker. Here's Sarah to the basket, no good, but we'll get a foul call. Foul is going to be called against that number 21. That's her first, the eighth team foul, and so Sarah Banker will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two here, and the first one is around and no good. Baker 1-for-3 from the line. Howard, Daler, along with Mangieri back in. Warner, Howard goes out, rather. Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Mynika Warner go out. Mangieri came back in. She missed them both. The rebound controlled by Monmouth Roseville with a minute 29 to go second quarter. Back come the Titans into the front court. Lindsay Weber now on the drive. Got it on the right side. Now to 21. She looks, has it knocked away by Daler, and Daler was able to get it to bounce off of her thigh and go out of bounds, and so the Streaks are going to get it back. Here's Caitlin Doyle back into the game for Monmouth Roseville, and going out will be Bethany Corbin. Well, Monmouth-Roseville playing a game last night and then a game earlier today. They played at Stark County last night, had a big lead, 18-6 in the first quarter, and then ended up losing. Pacheco will hold the ball up over her head, high right side. Now to Maddie Boyer for Galesburg. Boyer now comes back out to Whitney Daler. Daler has it top of the key. Now we'll drive the right side. Daler thought about the shot, got it out to Baker. Baker looking inside for Pacheco as Warner is out of the game. Now to Maddie Boyer. Galesburg very deliberate, as they should be. Now to Maddie Boyer, give and go to Baker, but it's knocked out of bounds by Ellie Berglund. Berglund reached out and knocked it right away as they were trying to hit Baker on the give and go, and so Galesburg will have it underneath their own basket. Maddie Boyer will trigger it in, gets a bounce pass to Daler. She'll put it up in the lane, but we'll get a whistle, and Caitlin Doyle is going to be called for the Monmouth-Roseville foul. That's her second, the ninth team foul on the Titans. It'll send Whitney Daler to the free throw line to shoot her first free throw of the season. Again, this is her first game since she was injured last year up at United Town. She misses the first. We'll get a substitution. Beth Dingman for Monmouth-Roseville comes in, and Caitlin Doyle will go out. One more free throw for Whitney Daler. She has 5 points in the game, including a three-pointer. She hits this one. Make it six, 31-14, streaks by 17. In the backcourt, Monmouth-Roseville getting some pressure. Now to Langford, ahead now to Allie Berglund. Berglund on the dribble against Maddie Boyer, gets away, drives the paint, shovels it off on the right side to Dingman. Dingman saves it back in bounds. The ball on the floor is fought for, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. So Sarah Baker will throw it in with 24 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and now Warner will come in along with Bailey Boyer and Jessica Howard for the streaks, and Pacheco, Mangieri, and Daler will go out. Baker will throw it in for Galesburg into Jessica Howard in the backcourt with 20 seconds to go. Second quarter, 31-14 in favor of the Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Sarah Baker. Baker at center court gets a pick from Warner on the right side. Now the give and go to Warner, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Chelsea Langford. Monmouth-Roseville looks just a little tired, I would say, after playing last night and then playing earlier today. That's tough. 8.6 seconds as Maddie Boyer will trigger it in for the Streaks. Comes into Mynika. Mynika with it over her head. Back out to Bailey Boyer and out of Baker. Baker with 3 seconds to go. Got to get it up. Girls into Mynika. She'll put it up. Yes! At the buzzer, and it's good! Oh, the great run that time by the Streaks. Mynika Warner with the basket at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half. With the score, it's Galesburg 33 and Monmouth-Roseville 14. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Bree Loves.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you on WGIL. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you tonight by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike. Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Well, a huge second quarter for the Silver Streaks as they outscored Monmouth Roseville 19-6. It was a little bit of the press and a little bit of Sarah Baker, as Sarah Baker had a nice second quarter, nice first quarter too. The Streaks, in fact, everybody contributing. Whitney Daler had a three-pointer. Jessica Howard had a three-pointer in the second quarter. But the Streaks scoring 19 points in the second quarter, and it could have been even more as Galesburg missed 1, 2, 3, 4 free throws in the second quarter while making 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they were 5 for 9 in the second quarter from the free throw line. Monmouth Roseville is led in scoring by Rebecca Gillen with 8 points. 2 points for Lindsay Weber. Taylor Woods has two. 2 points for Caitlin Doyle. For the Streaks, they're led in scoring at the half for Mynika Warner, who hit that that great shot right at the buzzer to end the second quarter. She has 10 on 4 buckets and 2 free throws. Sarah Baker with 9 points in the game. 6 points for Jessica Howard. Whitney Daler has 5. 1 point for Bailey Boyer and 1 point for Shelby Pacheco. As far as fouls go, Mynika Warner with 2 fouls for the Streaks. She's the only one with any kind of foul trouble. Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, and Bailey Boyer each with 1. For Monmouth Roseville, they have 3 players with 2. Rebecca Gillen, Caitlin Doyle, and Claire McGuire. Jolynn Young has 1. She was at number 21. Alyssa Hampton and Bethany Corbin also with 1 apiece. It was 14-8 Galesburg after a pretty much even Steven first quarter. Monmouth Roseville drew first blood, but then the Streaks outscoring Monmouth Roseville 19-6 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 33-14. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson in Galesburg. We'll talk to Jackie Howard, the Galesburg varsity assistant coach, in a moment. This is Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Oh, having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters? I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman back with you on WGIL at the half. The Streaks are leading Monmouth-Roseville 33-14. Of course, earlier today, Galesburg defeated Macomb 52-31 in the 9 o'clock game. At 10:30 this morning, it was Alleman over Peoria Notre Dame 47-39. Morton beat United Township 50-44 in a game that was probably closer than a lot of people thought it would be. But I think Morton also played last night against Dunlap and beat them in a real thriller. Then Peoria Central over Macomb easily 66-32. The 3 o'clock game saw Notre Dame beat Monmouth-Roseville 55-46. We watched the Morton-Alleman game, and there was a little whining going on the Alleman side in that game tonight as Morton won 42-39, and then Peoria Central all over UT 52-32 at the half. Here, our score is Galesburg leading it by the score of 33-14. Our interview with varsity assistant Jackie Howard is brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's. I'm loving it, with two locations on North Henderson in Galesburg and also on East Main Street in Galesburg. It's nice to see that rotation, Jackie, to see the girls going in and out of the game. You haven't had that, and it really seems to be working out.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Kind of like what we said at halftime, it's just nice because in the previous games, the girls are playing so much more extended minutes. Excuse me. Wow, I'm really out of shape. I walk up the bleachers and I'm out of shape.
You sound like you've been yelling.
They just had to play a lot more extended minutes, you know, in the previous games. And this way we have more people that we can sub in, so they play harder for a shorter period of time, get them in for a sub. So we had a good half.
They always say press a pressing team, and that's what they were doing. They pressed you after you started pressing them, but it never really worked. Your press worked well.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, hopefully we'll have a good second half to match up the two. We'll have a good game. So,
thank you, Jackie.
Thanks.
That's Jackie Howard, the varsity assistant for the Silver Streaks. Our interview with Coach Howard brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's, the Mueller family, with two locations in Galesburg on North Henderson Street on and East Main. I'm loving it, McDonald's. And so we're ready for the start of the second half. Our officials are Scott Taylor of Peoria, Bob Franken of Peoria, and our old buddy Dave Seiler, also of Peoria. It'll be Monmouth-Roseville's ball to start the second half of this ball game. 33-14, the Streaks are leading it. Galesburg will come back with Whitney Daler, Bailey Boyer, Mynika Warner, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker, their original starting five. Allie Berglund has it on the left side for Monmouth-Roseville. Looks like they also have their original starting five back in. Caitlin Doyle now, and we're going to get a whistle here, and a foul is going to be called. I think that was an illegal screen. I'm not sure who they called that on. Oh, and this is number one, Lindsay Weber. Her first, that's a first team foul. And so it'll be Galesburg's ball. Monmouth-Roseville turning it over on the foul to Warner out beyond the three-point line. Now they get the ball to Sarah Baker up top. Bounce pass to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now comes around the three-point line to Warner. Back up top to Howard, now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now back to Howard. She'll take the NBA three. Yes! Oh, that baby almost didn't hit the net! Jessica Howard has nine, her second three of the game, and it's 36-14 Galesburg. Back on the attack now comes Monmouth-Roseville. Allie Berglund will take the pull-up jumper. Good. Her first points of the game. Their leading scorer at 23 last night. Her first basket not coming until 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now the half-court pass to Mynika Warner, and she puts it up underneath, and it's good as Galesburg answers right back. Now stolen by the Streaks as Galesburg putting the pressure on. Picked off by Sarah Baker. Baker back for Galesburg to Howard. Here's Howard with the 18-foot jumper. Yes! Oh! Howard feels it. Jessica Howard now with 11. And it's 40-16 as the Streaks pour it on. Back comes Lindsay Weber. Weber now to Berglund. Berglund between the circles, guarded by Whitney Daler. Left-handed dribble to the paint. She'll put the running jumper up, air ball, and it's going to hit out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Alyssa Hampton will come in along with Chelsea Langford for Monmouth Roseville. Allie Berglund will go out. Also going out is Bethany Corbin and Caitlin Doyle. Chelsea Langford, did I say her? She's come back in, along with Clara McGuire still in there. It'll be Galesburg's ball in the front court. Here's Daler thought about the three. Instead, they go around the three-point line. Now, high post to Warner. It was tipped away, and it's going to be stolen as Galesburg turns it over. Clara McGuire picks it off. Now, here comes Lindsay Weber on the attack, right to left for the Titans. Weber now, top of the key. On the far right side, gets it to Taylor Woods. Woods guarded by Daler, giving her fits, but Woods gets away. Here's a 15-footer by McGuire, but it's stolen away by Warner. Warner all the way down on the drive. She'll put it up, yes! And she's fouled! My Nika Warner, it wasn't pretty as the dribble got a little ragged at the end, but she was able to get it up and through, and she's fouled on the play. The basket counts, the fouls against Claire McGuire, her third, the second team foul against Monmouth Roseville, and My Nika Warner, who is 2 for 2 from the line, will step to the line with a three-point try here, and a chance to put the streaks out 43-16. It's 42-16 right now. Pacheco and Maddie Boyer into the game along with Mangieri for the streaks. Here's Mynika's free throw. It's good. He's 3 for 3 from the line. 43-16 Galesburg. Back comes Monmouth Roseville. Chelsea Langford now to Weber. Stolen away by Warner in the front court. Here comes Mynika again. This time she's going to hold up. She's going to lose the ball but bounce at it and we'll have a jump ball here. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong to the streaks. Boy, I tell you, Mynika Warner has come out fired up here in the third quarter. She's doing it both ways, offensively and defensively. Wow. Howard will throw it in for Galesburg. The streaks lead it 43-16 with 5:30 to go third quarter. Warner right wing. Around the three-point line to Mangieri. Backdoor pass now to Warner. Baseline jumper, Mynika, no good. The rebound underneath pulled off by Hampton of Monmouth Roseville. She gets it out to Amanda Schreck. Schreck now into the front court. Schreck on the dribble, comes towards the lane, gets it off on the near side to Langford. Langford against Warner, bounce pass inside to Woods. Sure shots blocked by Howard, ball on the floor picked up by Mynika Warner. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Mangieri over the 10-second line. She holds up on the dribble, guarded by Woods. Now comes out between the rings. We're going to get that rotation again as Daler Baker and Maddie Boyer set to come back in. Or Braylee Boyer. Maddie Boyer in the game. She has it on the right side. Cross-court Howard. Here comes the three again. Yes! Oh, they're leaving Jessica Howard open, and she is just killing them from the left wing. 46-16. The 30-point Silver Streak lead with 4:30 to go third quarter. Oh, Galesburg, what a night for Daler and Maddie Boyer to come back. Now on the right side, Langford, and we'll have a whistle here, and a foul is going to be called. I think they're going to get it on Howard. They're looking at her back, the official. No, it won't be Jessica. It's going to be called against Catman Jerry, her first. That's the first team foul against the Streaks in the second half. Substitutions, Jessica Howard, Catman Jerry, Mynika Warner out. Streaks are going to have Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Baker, Whitney Daler, and Bailey Boyer. Comes in now to Schreck, tipped away by Pacheco. Galesburg gets it again. Now the ball knocked to the floor again, picked up by Maddie Boyer. Boyer now into the front court, and we'll get traveling on Maddie Boyer. Boyer and Baker were trying to reach for the ball that time, and they had a walk. Somebody walked, and I guess it was Maddie. So it'll be Monmouth Roseville's ball on the turnover. Here come the Titans right to left. Top of the key, this is Amanda Schreck. On the left side, now to Hampton. She gets away, drives the basket. It's going to be bumped by Maddie Boyer, and Boyer will pick up the foul, her second. That'll be the second team foul whistled against the Streaks. Well, you'd love to see this Monmouth-Roseville-Galesburg rivalry blossom, but tell you, it hasn't been much of a rivalry as the free throw is missed. The Silver Streaks lead this series with Monmouth-Roseville 14-5. Second free throw is going to be good as the first one was missed by Alyssa Hampton. Galesburg never played Roseville, but did play Monmouth High School. Maddie Boyer has it on the right baseline, puts a shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound, pops it out to Taylor. She'll take the 16-footer in and out, no good. The rebound controlled by Monmouth Roseville's Rebecca Gillen. Gillen back in the front court now. Gets the ball on the right side to Damon, or rather to Hampton. Now on the left side, there's a bounce pass inside and the shot up, and it's going to go down by Rebecca Gillen. Gillen has 10. 46-19. Back comes Galesburg. 3:32 to go here in the third quarter to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now up top. On the dribble, now will hold up, gets it to Sarah Baker out between the circles. The Streaks will reset the offense against the man-to-man. To Maddie Boyer, now to Whitney Daler left wing. Cross-court pass now to Maddie. She had the three, instead drives in, goes, shoots it from the baseline, no good. It was rejected by Gillen, and Gillen picks it up. Got the ball to Langford, now into the front court. This is Rebecca Gillen. Gillen with the ball up top. Now gets it on the right side to Alyssa Hampton. In the paint now to Woods. She tried to get a shot up, but was stolen away by Daler. Here comes Galesburg left to right with 2:50 to go third quarter. And we'll get a timeout by Evan Massey. So Evan Massey's going to take a time. Going to be a 30-second timeout with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg leads it 46-19. This game brought to you in part tonight on WGIL by Thorns Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Also brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. If you're a Silver Streak fan, you'll want to be with us on Thursday night as the Galesburg girls will play at Wharton Fieldhouse against the Moline Maroons, Steve Ford's team, with Markeisha Fowler and Alyssa Decker. That will be a 7 o'clock start on Thursday from Wharton. I'm going to go up in the crow's nest like Jimmy Carr and I used to do back in the 70s and broadcast that game. So it should be a great one. Galesburg and Moline on Thursday night with the Streaks having their lineup back. Backdoor pass to Warner. She's going to put it up and through. Oh, man, Jerry with a great pass to Warner. Warner now with 7 third-quarter points, and it's 48-19 Silver Streaks. Back comes Schreck. Bounce pass now on the right baseline. Ball's going to be stolen by Daler as Whitney jumped right in front of the pass across the lane. Back comes Mangieri as Monmouth Roseville turns it over. Now to Howard on the left side. It was tipped away by the Titans' Rebecca Gillen. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Here comes Jolynn Young back in the game. She was that mysterious number 21 that we had in the first half. And Chelsea Langford comes out. Galesburg's ball in the front court now with 2:10 to go third quarter. The Streaks lead it 48-19. Right side man Jerry pass to Howard's going to be tipped out of bounds. They'll give it to Monmouth Roseville. They say it went off of Howard. Galesburg 14-5 against Monmouth, 2-0 against Monmouth Roseville, 0-0 against Roseville. You'd think over the years that they would have played Monmouth more than 19 times, but that's it. When the boys used to play Monmouth in the old days, that used to be a huge game. Now in the front court, Hampton for the Titans. Gets it to Young, far right wing, guarded by Howard. Now to Gillen. She drives the paint, takes the 8-footer, no good. Rebound, Mynika Warner. She was pushed, but she holds onto the ball. Hands it off to Mangieri, and here comes Galesburg with a minute 40 to go third quarter. Right side, Whitney Daler now for the Streaks. Back up top to number 24, Mangieri for Galesburg. Now to Daler on the right side, Howard. She'll take the three from the other side, no good. The rebound, though, Daler. Daler has it bounce off her foot, and now it's picked up by Howard. Howard on the floor, rolls around, and we're going to get traveling on Jessica Howard. That was a third roll before he finally called it. Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, and Pacheco back in. Sarah Baker, Catman Jerry, Whitney Daler out. Minute 22 to go in the third quarter. 48-19, Silver Streaks all over Monmouth Roseville in this one. Back on the attack comes Schreck. Right side, Hampton. Last year we thought the McComb game on the first night of the tournament was going to be big, and it ended up a laugher, and this one's going the same way. Now the ball's tipped away. Bailey Boyer going for it, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul called against Hampton of Monmouth Roseville, her second, third team foul of the second half. Here comes Bethany Corbin into the game for the Titans, and Alyssa Hampton will go out. So the Streaks have Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, and Mynika Warner.
Fouls on 20. Alyssa Hampton, her second.
So now they're correcting the foul. We had it right. Believe it or not, that's unusual. Here comes Bailey Boyer for the streaks into the front court left to right as we go under a minute in the third quarter. Now to Maddie Boyer, cross court Howard. Howard thought about the three, out to Bailey Boyer. Back on the right side to Maddie. She tried to get it inside to Mynika. It was tipped away and stolen by Bethany Corbin. Corbin hands the ball to Amanda Schreck. Here comes Schreck into the front court, the 5'6 junior. On the left side now, gets it over to Jolynn Young. Young one dribble. Now comes cross court to Ellie Damon. Damon on the right wing to Gillen. Rebecca Gillen, who leads them with 10 points in scoring with 29 seconds to go third quarter. Gillen, the junior, hands it off to Schreck. Schreck for the Titans. Gets it on the left side to Corbin. Corbin saves it inbound to Pacheco. Pacheco for the streaks now. Gets the steal. Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Here's right side Maddie Boyer. Thought about the shot. Now out to Bailey. Cross court Howard. They come out on Howard this time. Back out now to Bailey Boyer with 7 seconds to go third quarter. Bailey Boyer, let's see if they go into Warner. Instead, Howard. She'll take the three at the buzzer. No. Mynika Warner the rebound. But she'll put it up too late. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 48 and Monmouth Roseville 19. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive through for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
48-19, the Streaks lead it after three. Our thanks to Chad Ainsley and President Roger Taylor here at Knox College. Boy, what a beautiful facility this is and a great place to broadcast a game. Used to be, you had to crawl over the tables out here, but no more. It is beautiful, just a beautiful gym. I wish we could do some Knox men's and women's games. Now Young has it, Jolynn Young on the right side as Monmouth Roseville will have it to start the fourth quarter. To Gillen, she gets it over to Schreck. Schreck drives the paint, puts it up, no good. Baker's going to bat it out of bounds. It'll be Titans ball underneath Monmouth Roseville's own basket. What a historic campus this is at Knox College. Just an amazing place. And what a pleasure it is to do a game over here. And, of course, I think Evan Massey likes to come back here, too, to the scene of his college days. Monmouth Roseville will throw it in. Gillen now, she'll drive the baseline all the way to the basket. Pacheco's going to reach in and foul her as she was going inside. That'll be Shelby's second. That's a third team foul on the Streaks in the second half. And so Rebecca Gillen, who is a 5'11 junior, will step to the free throw line for Monmouth Roseville. She's averaging 13 points a game. She had 7 last night against Stark County. She'll shoot 2 here. 10 points in the game so far, and the free throw is around. It's going to drop through. She got the roll. Their head coach, Jim Cole's a native of Stronghurst, so he's not far from home. Went to Stronghurst Southern and Monmouth College in his third year as the head coach. Jim Cole is an elementary PE teacher down at Roseville. The second free throw is also good by Rebecca Gillen. Here comes Galesburg. Pressure now in the backcourt. Bailey Boyer, as Baker got it to her, to Maddie Boyer. Maddie thought about the jumper into Pacheco. She'll put it up. Good! And she's fouled. Shelby Pacheco has 3 points in the game, and she's going to get a chance at the three-point play as Amanda Schreck is called for the foul. Her first, the fourth team foul against the Titans. We'll have a substitution as Claire McGuire will come back in. And Allie Berglund, the 5'11 senior, will go out. So here's Shelby at the free throw line. 71% free throw shooter, and she converts on the three-point play. So Shelby with 4 points in the game. She was our player of the game in the Macomb game this morning. Back comes Monmouth-Roseville. Young, the alley-oop pass down into Corbin. Corbin will put it up, no good. Rebound right back up and through by Claire McGuire. That's McGuire's first basket of the game. Back comes Galesburg. Fast break ahead to Baker, but Baker just walked with it. Maddie Boyer got a great pass to Sarah Baker, beat the press, and they had the fast break down the court, but Baker was unable to handle the pass, and she took an extra step and turns it over. It's 51-23, and it'll be Monmouth-Roseville with the ball after the Galesburg turnover. Back comes Amanda Schreck on the left side now to Claire McGuire. McGuire tried to get it back to Schreck, stolen by Mangieri. 2-on-0 break. Mangieri all the way down, puts a left-handed layup up through. Katarina Mangieri with her first of the game. 53-23. Again, the 30-point streak lead. Back on the attack, Monmouth-Roseville. Here's the shot up, no good, by Brittany Corbin. Knocked out of bounds by Pacheco. It'll be Titans ball underneath the Monmouth-Roseville basket. Lindsey Weber will come back in. Amanda Schreck goes out for the Monmouth-Roseville Titans. It'll be triggered in by Bethany Corbin, the 5'8 senior. She got it into Weber, but I think Boyer might have been no foul here. They're just going to say it was knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Monmouth-Roseville's ball again. Ellie Damon will come in for the Titans, and going out will be Claire McGuire. So with 5:54 to go, we got the running clock here with the 30-point lead. Here's the pass in the lane, trying to get it up with the shot, and it's going to go up and through. It's Rebecca Gillen. Gillen now with 14, and it's 53-25. Back comes Galesburg. Pacheco right side. Here's Maddie Boyer with the 18-footer air ball. Saved inbounds by Daler, but no, she didn't save an inbounds. And so it'll be Monmouth-Roseville's ball. Rebecca Gillen will bring it back up court right to left with a running clock and 5:25 to go in the game. Back comes Weber on the right side to Jolynn Young. She couldn't control the pass, and so Galesburg is going to get it on the Monmouth-Roseville turnover as the clock continues to tick. Pacheco will trigger it in the backcourt to Katarina Mangieri. Mangieri will come back on the attack left to right. Mangieri now to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now being guarded by Young to Baker. Baker has it up top. Now gets it to Whitney Daler. Daler on the right side. She'll drive all the way, holds up right wing, bounce pass to Baker, puts it up, no. Baker tips it back out to Daler. Now to Pacheco. 16-foot jumper, yes. Shelby Pacheco. She has six, and it's 55-25. Again, the 30-point Galesburg lead. Almost tipped away by Daler, but picked up by Damon in the front court. Now it is stolen by Pacheco, but she can't hold on. It'll be Monmouth-Roseville's ball. Taylor Woods is going to come back in. Jolynn Young goes out for Monmouth-Roseville. It'll be Titans ball right in front of the scorer's table. Ellie Damon throws it in. Now in the front court, this is Gillen on the left side against Baker. Thought about the baseline drive, couldn't get it. Now to Weber. Weber now, bounce pass on the right side. Looked like a walk there, no whistle. Shot up no good by Damon. The rebound, Maddie Boyer. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Boyer double teamed in front of the scorer's table. Gets a bounce pass to Mangieri. Still in the backcourt. Here come the streaks, right side Baker. Baker drives the right baseline, pops it out to Maddie Boyer. Now they get it top of the key to Mangieri with 3:50 to go in the game. Maddie Boyer high right side to Pacheco. Shelby on the left side to Mangieri. Mangieri one dribble. Out now to Maddie Boyer. She'll take the three. Yes! That's what we want to see. I should say Whitney Daler with the three. Daler has eight. 58-25. Back on the attack now comes Monmouth-Roseville. Here's the three-pointer up, no good, by Gillen. The rebound comes out, picked up by Damon, and we'll get a whistle here inside, and a foul is going to be called against the Silver Streaks. It'll be Mangieri's second. That'll be the fourth team foul against Galesburg. So Monmouth-Roseville, with 3:07 to go and the clock ticking, will trigger it in underneath their own basket. Caitlin Doyle will come back in. Allie Berglund, Ellie Damon will go out. It'll be triggered in bounds now by Monmouth-Roseville. They get it into Woods. Hook shot in the lane, up no good. And a foul, I think, on Maddie Boyer. It is. It'll be Maddie's third, the fifth team foul against the Silver Streaks. 2:40 to go in the game. And so at the free throw line is Taylor Woods. And she will shoot two here. And the first is on the way, and it's no good. Galesburg boys will play at Alleman next Friday night. You can hear all the action on WGIL with Mike Perry and Jim Lee. Pregame show at 7:10. Tip-off at 7:30. Galesburg and Alleman next Friday on WGIL. Second one good by Woods. Here comes Galesburg with 2:13 to go in the game. Sarah Baker back up court. Right side Maddie Boyer. She'll take the 17-footer in and out. No good. The rebound saved inbounds by Pacheco, but the official, Scott Taylor of Peoria, the referee, says no, she didn't get there in time. She stepped out of bounds, and so it'll be Monmouth-Roseville's ball. Here comes Lindsay Weber back in the front court for Monmouth-Roseville with a minute 50 to go in the game. Weber drives all the way to the baseline, puts the shot up, no good. The rebound Pacheco, but it looks like she was bumped, and we're going to get it's going to be the ball hit the end line apparently, and it'll be Galesburg's ball. This is Alyssa Hampton who comes back into the game, and going out will be Bethany Corbin for the Titans. Comes into Maddie Boyer. Boyer now gets it to Baker, 58-26 Galesburg. Boyer now dribbles it up court, ahead now to Pacheco, but Pacheco traveled. She tried to take a step back after she'd taken a step forward. That's that social dance class we got to take, Pam. Forward, back. Right side is Berglund now. She had it tipped away, picked up by Daler, and Galesburg gets a steal. Here comes Maddie Boyer. Boyer now over the 10-second line with a minute to go in the game. Boyer all the way down, gets bumped, no whistle. They're not going to call anything now. Now they shove Boyer. Oh, they're going to call a travel here. Whoa. That's an Alleman call. Here comes Jessica Howard back in the game, and Evan Massey is going to get up off the bench and go down and say a few words to Scott Taylor. Take it easy, Evan. Everything's well in hand. Here comes Lindsay Weber back into the front court for Monmouth-Roseville. Weber all the way down, pops it back out to Berglund. She'll take the three. There it is. Allie Berglund finally with the three. She has five. 58-29 in favor of the Streaks. Back now on the attack comes Mangieri, ahead to Howard. Howard now holds up on the left side with 14 seconds to go in the game. Right side now to Daler. Daler now looking, throws it away, and it's stolen by Weber. Weber now brings it back down court. She'll drive all the way inside, puts it up, no good. The rebound's going to be saved inbounds. Back to Weber. She'll put it up at the buzzer, and they'll count it. Lindsay Weber at the buzzer, and the final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streaks 58 and Monmouth-Roseville 31. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
And feel adoration for the awards.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team travels to Wharton Fieldhouse to play the Moline Maroons Thursday night. Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. Join me for the pregame show at 6:40, tip-off at 7 on WGIL. Can I sing Here Comes Santa Claus, Here Comes? I'll leave that to Chaz back in the studio. Our thanks to Chaz P. running the controls back at the Galesburg Broadcasting Center on Simmons Street in Galesburg. The news is good tonight, Galesburg fans, as the Streaks have defeated Monmouth Roseville 58-31. And for the first time this year, Galesburg had its full team in this game. Our post-game statistics brought to you on WGIL tonight by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson and Galesburg. You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo. Let's run down the scoring. Rebecca Gillen led the Monmouth Roseville scores. She had 14 points in the game tonight. 5 points in the game for Allie Berglund, but her three-pointer came really late, and she had been their leading scorer. Lindsay Weber had 4 points, 3 for Taylor Woods, 2 points in the game for Caitlin Doyle, 2 points for Clara McGuire, 1 point for Alyssa Hampton. Bethany Corbin started, did not score. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring tonight by Mynika Warner, who had 17 points in the game. Jessica Howard with 14. 9 points for Sarah Baker. Whitney Daler had 8. 6 points in the game for Shelby Pacheco. 2 for Katarina Mangieri. Bailey Boyer had 1. Maddie Boyer did not score. Katarina Mangieri, we mentioned, had 2. And so everybody scored for the Streaks except Maddie Boyer. As far as the scoring goes, it was 14-8 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks with a huge second quarter, outscoring Monmouth Roseville 19-6 to lead at the half 33-14. Then the Silver Streaks outscored the Titans 15-5 in the third quarter to lead at 48-19. It wasn't long before we had the running clock and the 30-point lead, and Galesburg wins it by the score of 58-31. Monmouth Roseville outscored Galesburg 12-10 in the fourth quarter. So the Streaks now up their season record to 5-6 on the year. They're 2-1 in the Western Big Six with a Herculean task facing them on Thursday night as Galesburg travels to Moline to take on the Maroons at 7 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show at 6:40. Moline, the preseason favorite, Moline, the preseason favorite, and many pundits around the state think that the Maroons could win the big school state championship. I don't know if I'm ready to go that far yet, but certainly Moline, a great team, although I saw Alyssa Decker in the box score the other day, but I don't think I saw Markeisha Fowler, so it'll be interesting to see who's starting for them on Thursday night. You got to think with the tradition of Galesburg that they will have their full complement of players. And then next Saturday, a week from today, we are going to be on the road heading back up to Des Plaines. Remember that Quitman Sullen's team and the Maine South boys that won the state way back in the 1970s? Well, we're going to be in that gym on Saturday as the Streaks will take on the Maine South Hawks, and that'll be a 2:30 start with a 2:10 pregame here on WGIL, and then we'll finish out the regular season before tournament time at ISU. The Streaks will play Canton. The Little Giants are undefeated. The Little Giantettes, I should say, are undefeated as Canton is, I think, 8-0 on the season, and we will play them at John Thiel Gym on Monday the 22nd, beginning at 7:30. So you can see there's a lot of stuff and a lot of good stuff coming up. And now with Whitney Daler back in the starting lineup for Galesburg, you could really see a difference tonight, and we'll talk to Coach Massey about it in a moment, as Galesburg was able to run in kind of like a hockey line, run in three girls and then run out three girls and continue to use those girls. And of course the sophomores were not here tonight. We didn't see people like Megan Young and Jamie Johnson and Ty Peachy and Sadie Hamilton as they were playing in that sophomore tournament, which was being played over at Weichel today. So the Silver Streaks win it by the score of 58-31. Evan Massey is making his way over, and our interview with Coach Massey is brought to you tonight on WGIL by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill, you need to see Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for all your plumbing and heating needs. Hasn't this been the coldest December in like 30 years or something like that? My Ameren bill was a little high, Evan. Congratulations on the win. You ran the lines in and out with the girls, and everybody got to play, and it was an impressive performance.
It was a good game. I thought a lot of different kids contributed. I thought Mynika was just so active defensively and created things defensively with things. I think it makes
that one she hit on the press when she stole it and went down and got fouled.
It was a nice play. And I thought, you know, Bailey and Kat playing less minutes were able to play, you know, with a lot more aggressiveness. I thought, you know, big difference for us. I think Maddie and Witt come in and, you know, do a good job defensively, putting pressure on the perimeter and get some, you know, they may not get the steal, but they get some stuff knocked out, loose balls and stuff.
They left Jessica Howard open on the left wing, and she made him pay.
Yeah, and then and Whitney hit some big shots, too. She had a couple threes.
She had two, one in the second quarter and one in the third. You really put them away in the second quarter with a 19-6 run there, outscoring them.
Yeah, an outstanding effort on the kids. I thought Shelby again, defensively did a nice job of, you know, real active and stuff. But, you know, with all the kids, I thought they played well. Sarah handled the ball well against pressure and did a good job because, you know, Monmouth does a good job with their pressure.
Sarah Baker, you mentioned, had a nice first quarter with 3 points. In fact, I think they were two consecutive baskets there that she had in the first quarter, and she really played right. You know, she can play inside. I know you mentioned earlier in the season she said she didn't want to play inside, but she does a nice job down there.
Yeah, she's active, and I think, you know, we've had a line of kids of, you know, Sarah Larson and Amanda Gunther, kids that are, you know, 5'8", 5'9", kids that are take advantage of being quicker than the people guarding, and I think Sarah has the ability to do that. But the other thing, and Sarah helps us out, is when she's the five of with our, you know, freshman and sophomore point guards, that she can handle the ball a little bit and relieve some of the pressure, and she did that tonight.
Boy, Daylor looked a little bit rusty at the beginning, but seemed to settle down. Not only did she score in the game, getting those 2 3-pointers, but she also, just like last year, helped you on the press.
Yeah, she's a... she's a good kid as far as really has improved her 3-point shot and is really good as far as being able to put a lot of pressure on the ball. I think she knocked a couple loose and got some steals that way. So she does a nice job that way.
Of course, Maddie Boyer played in the regional final against Alleman, but this was Whitney's first game back since East Moline last year when she got the ACL.
That's correct, yeah, and she did a lot of work to get back with her ACL.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
Yep.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, as Galesburg wins it by the score of 58-31 over the Monmouth-Roseville Titans. And our interview with Coach Massey tonight is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a break and come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Wanted, wise gift buyers.
At Eichhorn Jewelers in downtown Galesburg, choose gifts from their beautiful selection, including many new items scattered throughout the store, like pendants, rings, watches, wall and desk clocks, or charms and charm bracelets. Plus, see their new gift line, Mariposa Sandcast Aluminum, made by hand, in unique original designs with superior craftsmanship, perfect for showers, weddings, anniversaries, or other special occasions. And even though the price of gold has risen over the past few years, Eichhorn's has kept their prices in line with old gold prices, passing along the savings to their customers. Wise gift buyers will delight in the services they receive at Eichhorn's, too. They'll be assured of their selection, as at Eichhorn's, no sale
sale is final unless the customer is completely satisfied. Get free engraving and gift wrapping with any item you buy. A small deposit will hold your selection till you're ready to put it under the tree. Be wise. Follow the stars to Eichhorn Jewelers on East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
Take a look at the official WGIL forecast today. Cloudy, chance of rain, not quite as cool, low around 40, winds about 30 miles per hour. Sunday, cloudy and windy with a chance of rain, high 52, winds about 35 miles per hour. And then Sunday night, windy, colder, rain in the evening, changing to freezing rain or snow after midnight, low around 19, winds again about 30 miles per hour. Currently, it's 38 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you. The Galesburg Silver Streaks win their second game today, defeating Monmouth Roseville 58-31. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is making her way up to the press area, and that's Mineika Warner, who tonight had 17 points in this game. But more importantly, I guess, was the way you played on that press tonight. Man alive, you were like a gazelle going through the air a couple of times. Tell us about the press. Seemed to work a little better, huh?
Yeah, I think that we had a lot of good rotators, like, that were up, and they, like, pressured the ball well. And so it was really easy to see if the pass was going to be there or not. I think my team did a good job of getting, like, the trap set.
Yeah.
That way, like, the steal was easy.
Yeah, and the one you were able to get go all the way down and then draw the foul.
Yeah. So I just thought it was nice. It was, like, they made it easy for me just to get the steal. Like, they did the hard part, and they got the trap, and just the steal part was easy. So I think we worked together, and our press was doing good things for us.
And you stayed out of foul trouble, yeah. Only two tonight.
I picked up, you know, kind of early.
I saw you down here the one time when you were right behind the girl in front of you, and you backed right off that time. Yeah. And that's what you're going to have to do.
I'm going to have to, because I get a lot of over-in-the-back calls. So.
Right, and that's because of your height, I get, right?
Yeah. A lot of times I don't even know I'm doing it.
Right.
But I just got adjusted to the game and just, you know, stay out of foul trouble.
And your free throw shooting, 3-for-3 tonight. You're doing a great job at the free throw line.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. You were, 2-for-4 this morning. Or no, you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you were 5-for-8 this morning from the line.
Yep.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
And now Moline, right?
Yep, we're ready.
You're ready?
Yep, we are. I think our team has a lot of, you know, like, we're all together now. I think we'll work hard together, and, like, we have different rotations, and I think we'll do good.
What did it mean to have Whitney Daler back in the starting lineup?
It was nice. Like, she did a lot of good things for us. Everyone just contributed, helped her out, you know, and we came back and we won, and that's what we needed to do.
Congratulations, Mineika.
Thank you.
That's Mineika Warner, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, the Streaks the winners tonight as they defeat Monmouth Roseville 58-31. We'll talk to you on Thursday night from Wharton Fieldhouse with the pregame show at 6:40 and the tip-off at 7 o'clock here on WGIL. I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
We'll use good- scoot over.
I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call place back.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.